البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome brothers to another short reminder. And today inshallah ta'ala we'll be picking up where we left off. Last lesson for those who were not here and for those who were here as a reminder. We addressed the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I've decided to make a short little series inshallah ta'ala. We said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get straight into it, he mentions to the companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ, do you know who the bankrupt individual is? And inshallah ta'ala, by now we understand exactly who the bankrupt person really is according to the Sharia. Or if you'd like to say, we really understand who the one who should file for bankruptcy is. And that is the one that does not put forth for Allah Azza wa Jal, or he is the one that puts forth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he destroys those good deeds with the evil deeds, especially those which have to do with the creation. So we said when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ, do you know who the bankrupt individual is? They replied, أَلْمُفْلِسُ فِينَ مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعَ, that the bankrupt individual is the one that has no property, has no wealth, etc. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, correcting the understanding we mentioned, and inshallah ta'ala we'll begin with this narration over the next few lessons, because as I mentioned, we'll make it a short little series regarding or addressing some of the major points of this hadith. He says, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that the bankrupt individual will come on the day of resurrection, يعني from my nation, بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ, with prayers and fasting and charity, the obligatory charity as we mentioned. But the problem is that he'll come and he has abused this individual and he has hurt or hit this individual. He's oppressed this individual. He's shed the blood of this individual. And the word which we stuck with last lesson and inshallah ta'ala we're going to be with this lesson is وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, and he consumed the wealth of this individual, of course meaning unlawfully. My brothers, from the ways that one brother can consume the wealth of his brother unlawfully is like what we mentioned last lesson of transactions, and in those transactions, buying and selling, they lie, they cheat, and they deceive their brothers. Another way that we can understand this narration and further explain and add to this word, وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, and he consumed the wealth of this individual, meaning unlawfully, and what Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits us from in the Quran, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ, and do not consume the wealth of each other unlawfully. Another way we see this, my brothers, is that which is one of the most important topics you can ever discuss or learn about in Islam, and that is the topics of debt. Debt in Islam is a major issue. It's a major topic which needs a lot of clarification of the misconceptions. الدُّيُون فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, the debts in Islam, is wallahi something massive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a question, subhanallah, that if you were to see now a sheikh, my brothers, a sheikh, senior sheikh that you trust, that you highly respect, and someone from your own family members, may Allah protect our family members, someone from our family members passed away, and you go to that sheikh and you ask him, come and pray on my whatever he is, or whatever she is, or whoever they are to you. And he says, no. Are you not going to be upset? Are you not going to be agitated, aggravated, and the likes? Naturally, yes, you will. Someone who you respect so much, and he does not want to pray on your loved one, or even worse, he does not want to pray on you yourself. Why? We look into the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we see that there were individuals who he did not pray on. One of these individuals was the one that committed suicide. If someone was to do that today from the senior mashayikh and students of knowledge and the likes, you'll get people speaking about them. What's wrong with this guy? Who's this guy? He doesn't want to pray on him. This guy thinks he studied, etc. But rather the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some people he did not pray on. From them we said is the one that committed suicide, and from them is the one that had a debt owing on his neck. One day, there was a dead man brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, pray on him. They asked him to lead his janazah prayer, and he asked two questions. Did he leave any wealth behind? When they said no, he asked the second question, Did he have a debt on his neck? They said no, so he prayed on him. The second man was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, pray on him. He said, did he have a debt on his neck? They said yes. He said, did he have any wealth left behind? They said yes. So he prayed on him. Because we know Islamically, before the inheritance gets shared out, gets distributed to the inheritors, if there is a debt on the person's neck and that debt is not covered by someone else, then before the money gets distributed or the wealth gets distributed, then it must be paid or taken out of that wealth. The third man was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they said, Ya Rasulullah, pray on him. And he said, did he leave any money behind? They said, no. He said, did he have a debt on his neck? They said, yes. He said, go and pray on your companion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want to pray on this individual until a companion by the name of Abu Qatada, and the debt was to be said, or was said to be approximately 2 or 3 dinars. So Abu Qatada said, Ya Rasulullah, the debt is on my neck. The debt now is on my neck. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarifies, and Abu Qatada confirms, yes, the debt is on my neck, I'll cover it. So only then did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray on this individual, pray on this companion. And then look how severe the debt is. That the next day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sees Qatada and he asks him, what did you do regarding the debt? So Abu Qatada, he says, Ya Rasulullah, it's only been a day. It's only been a day. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Abu Qatada told him he paid off his debt, after Abu Qatada paid the debt off of this dead companion and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this, we're talking 3 dinars, my brothers. 2 dinars, my brothers. Yani, think about yourself, your situation. Let's say approximately, just hypothetically, $50 you owed. $100 you owed on your neck. And your most beloved sheikh did not pray on you. Or did not want to pray on your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. Because of $50. Because of $100. So he says, Abu Qatada, Ya Rasulullah, I fulfilled the debt. So he says, Al-an baridat aw baradat alayhi jildu. Now, has this companion, now has his skin become cool for him? Yani, Allahu Akbar, wallahi, scary. Now, after you said this, after you did this, now has his skin become cool for him? What did we mention last lesson? How so many people, their main focus, and we said it is a good goal, it is a good focus, is between the relationship between them and their creator. But we said they forget the relationship between the creation and the creation. Another instance where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called unto a certain tribe and he said, is anyone related to so and so? No one answered. He repeated it again, no one answered. He repeated it a third time until someone came from the back and he said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I am related to so and so. He said, why did you stop, or why did you not answer for so long? Why did it take you so long to answer? For indeed, I only called you to tell you something beneficial for you and for him. Meaning, I only called you to tell you something beneficial for you and for him. So what does he tell him? He says that your companion, meaning the dead family member, your companion has a debt on his neck and he is being held hostage. He's being held at the gates of Jannah and he is not allowed to enter until his debt is paid off for him. So if you so wish, pay off his debt if you want. Or if you wish, leave him to the punishment of Allah. Meaning, wallahi, my brothers, the topic of debt, what do you say? So much to talk about. It is as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدَّيْنِ. Beware of debt. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَهُ هَمٌ وَآخِرَهُ حَرْبٌ. Because the start of it, my brothers, is all about worry. How am I going to pay it off? Where am I going to go to pay it off? Can I work that extra day to pay it off? That's how it begins. But what does it end with? It ends with war. A brother and a brother will go to war. Last lesson we said, a brother and a brother who would breastfeed from the same nipple from the same breast. They will go to war with each other over a few dollars. And we see this with our own two eyes regarding a debt, where brothers would kill brothers, brothers would shoot brothers, brothers would stab brothers because of a little debt. And they'll tell you, akhi, it's the principle. It's not about the money. It's the principle. So he says, beware of debt, for indeed the beginning is worry. How am I going to pay it off, etc. And the end result is, war. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains in another narration, where he tells us that when someone takes this debt, if someone takes on a debt, then what he ends up doing, he ends up speaking, he lies, he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. Those are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna ar-rajula idha gharim haddatha fakathab. That he speaks, he lies when he takes that debt. He lies and he makes the promise, fa'akhlaf, and he breaks that promise. You tell him, akhi, when am I going to get paid my money back? When am I going to get my money? You promised me it was going to be this week. He tells you, wallah, I meant to pay it off. Wallah, I wanted to. And he didn't even want to. And he didn't even care. And he didn't even try. And he didn't even go and work. And he has the money. But he just keeps delaying. Because when he speaks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. And my brothers, if that did not show you the importance of debt, let me tell you a narration that will. And if this does not show you the importance of debt, then wallahi, you have a problem. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day, the companions were sitting around him. They say, "Kunna julusan 'inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, farafa'a ra'sahu ila as-sama'." That we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he raised his head to the sky. وَوَضَعَ رَاحَتَهُ عَلَى جَبْهَتِهِ. And he placed his palm on his forehead. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. And he said, "Subhanallah." Who's this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Subhanallah, ماذا نزل من التشديد." What a serious matter. What a serious affair has been revealed to me. So the companions, they say, "Fazi'na wa sakatna wa lamma kana min al-ghad." That we became scared, fearful. And all of us, we remained silent. No one said a word. And when it was the next day, we said, "Ya Rasulullah, ماذا نزل من التشديد؟" Or "ما هذا التشديد الذي نزل؟" What is this affair the next day? What is this matter? What is this severe thing that you are saying, "Ya Rasulullah, was revealed to you yesterday?" He says, "والذي نفسي بيدي," by the one in whose hand my soul is. "الرجل," that a man, if he has a debt, or "الرجل إذا قتل في سبيل الله ثم أحيي ثم قتل ثم أحيي ثم قتل وعليه دين ما دخل الجنة حتى يقضى عنه ذلك الدين." Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that a man, if he was to be killed, slaughtered, martyred for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, if he was to be killed for Allah's sake and then resurrected, and then he was killed and then resurrected and then killed again, but there was a debt on his neck, he would not enter paradise until that debt gets fulfilled. This is why some of the scholars, they said, when it comes to charity, they said, leave the charity. Forget about the charity if you have a debt on your neck. Focus on paying off that debt. But I give glad tidings to the brothers that if they were to take a debt, if the times got so tough that they needed to, not like some brothers who would go into massive debt after debt after debt after debt when they have no need whatsoever. But I give glad tidings to the ones that they do, if they do enter the debt, they need to, and they intend good, they do not intend evil. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that man akhadha amwal an-nas, whomsoever takes the money from the people in this regards debt, whomsoever takes a loan, yuridu ada'aha addallahu anhu, that if he intends, he wants to pay it off, really he wants to, then Allah will ensure it's paid off in one way or another. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ إِتْلَافَهَا أَتْلَافَهُ اللَّهُ. And if he wants to destroy it, some brothers, they take money knowing they can't pay it back, knowing they're going to delay the guy, but they don't tell him a word, or they lie to him and continue to lie or cheat and the likes, as we mentioned last lesson. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, the man whoever intends, or if he takes a loan and intends to repay that loan, Allah will repay it. Allah will ensure it's repaid. But if he takes a loan whilst intending to destroy that person's wealth, what was the hadith we started off with? أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, to consume the wealth, to take the wealth of someone unlawfully. If someone does that, someone intends to destroy that wealth of his brother, then Allah will destroy him. Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy this individual. And inshaAllah ta'ala, next lesson, we're going to talk about another very important topic, which also falls under this category of aiding the wealth or consuming the wealth of others unlawfully. أقول قولي هذا والله أعلى وأعلم وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه.